Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Flora, you visited Queens, a neighborhood called the Rockaways that was really wiped out by Hurricane Sandy.
It was hit very hard. Yes, this is a peninsula in Queens. If you go past JFK, you hit the Rockaways. And so they have a bayside and an ocean side. And if you walk on the ocean side, you know, the destruction is still quite visible. There are houses mm-hmm. that were literally ripped in half and crumbling on the beach. The boardwalk was unzipped like a zipper, just split in half. It looks like lives were stopped sort of dead in their tracks. Right. You can see into people's right. living rooms.
Right. And what you found is that while in your video pick of the week and documented terrifically is that while people keep talking about the destruction, the physical destruction, there is an insidious sort of destruction going on, which makes it impossible for them to live there in those houses.
That's right. So people who are there, whose houses still exist, who have power and heat restored, so that's not everybody there, mm-hmm. they're dealing with another kind of threat, and it's mold. This seems to be the sort of primary concern I heard from Peter Corliss, who's a community organizer there, and many other people that I talked to. Mold is one of the top concerns for people living there now. So as water came through, it left behind damp basements, some of which weren't pumped out for weeks or months, mm-hmm. and now people's homes need to be gutted.
Totally gutted.
This was the interesting thing. I talked to folks from Respond and Rebuild, Terry Bennett and Gabby Van Houten, and they're working on these houses, stripping them, and you have to just take out everything down to the studs. So the insulation has to go. We're not just talking about, you know, your knickknacks.
Right.
Everything has to go.
Because the mold loves to eat the paper and the wallboard. And all that stuff.
This is the fascinating thing. I spoke with Joan Bennett, who's a mycologist at Rutgers, and she has a sort of interesting relationship with mold post-hurricanes herself.
You know, nobody likes to lose their house, but to lose it to the life form that you have been studying all your life, my way of coping was, okay, I'm going to try to learn more about this.
So Bennett worked at Tulane and was living in New Orleans, and her house flooded and became completely molded over. And so her strategy was to actually survey what
right.
mold was there. But she said, just as you stated, that mold, fungi eats a lot of stuff.
Right.
They're great decomposers. That's what we know about them. They take those logs in the forest and turn them down to nothing. And they are doing that in people's homes. So if you have wood floors or rugs, cotton is a form of cellulose, so they'll
right.
break that down too. And the interesting thing, she said, is that a lot of people here have gypsum board with paper on the back, and that's the perfect food. Whereas in New Orleans, there was a huge mold problem, but the walls were spared for people at least who had plaster. You didn't
right.
have as much mold.
And now with this cold snap, it's 10 degrees outside, the mold is still growing, but wait till the spring hits.
This was the big fear that I heard from Peter Corliss and others, that, you know, people are trying to get their stuff out now because as it warms up, and Joan Bennett suggested this too, there's going to be a fungal explosion in places that haven't completely stripped out everything. So, you know, looking forward, it's just this is a never-ending story
of
recovery.
And it's blocks and blocks and blocks of this stuff.
Many, many blocks. I mean, most houses in front of them, I didn't walk down a single
right.
block without debris on the sidewalk.
Wow. It's our video pick of the week. Flora Lichtman was out there in Queens, in the Rockaways. You can see, you know, you see on the news of people's furniture out there, but you don't get to go into the houses like Florida and see the mold that makes it impossible to live there for thousands of people, and they have to rip out the whole thing and start over again. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
It's our video pick of the week up there on our website on sciencefriday.com. Our program senior producer is Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our correspondent and managing editor for video. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Luis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Plato is our production assistant. Neil Rauch, our technical director at the controls here in New York. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com. ScienceFriday.com. You can see our video pick of the week out there, the mold problem up in these homes at Flora's video pick of the week. Also, back editions of Science Friday. You can go there on your iPhone or iTunes or any way you'd like to get there. We accommodate all kinds of folks in many different ways. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.